the breath of man in the hand of God. Daniel chapter 5, verse number 23. But hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Daniel speaks to this wicked king about the breath of man that is in the hand of God. This king is troubled. It would appear that all of Daniel's life he would be sought after. This was many years after Nebuchadnezzar and all the activities. Daniel was a revealer of secrets, a man that dispelled all doubts. This king has seen the writing on the wall, and it is troubled, and he is troubled by it. He has done a wicked thing. He has taken the vessels of the house of God and has a drunken party with them. He has blasphemed the God of the Bible, and Daniel has been sought after for answers. Mark well that many people wait until disaster comes to their life to seek the man of God. They wait until troubled waters truly do come and they are drowned in them, and then they come and seek answers. Learn well to seek answers first and seek good counsel first, and you will not find yourself so troubled when trouble does come. Daniel tells him that this very breath is in God's hands, that the very breath of life, the breath of his life, is in the hand of God. What a saying! And the God whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways. God controls everything from above, knowing the end from the beginning. No one gets away with any sin or anything from God. But God does have a day of reckoning for all things. The king was ready to find out that the God he blasphemed controlled the very breath of his life. Knowing all that this king's grandfather Nebuchadnezzar had been through, Daniel rehearses that with him and reminds him of how God humbled Nebuchadnezzar and made him a beast of the field for 7 years. He lifted up himself against the Lord of heaven, this king did. And let it be understood in all of us that God has all of our days numbered, that our days are but a drop in eternity. And the Most High holds the very breath of man in his hands. Let us be careful to walk close to the Lord in all things. Let us guard against presumption of long life. But let us esteem every day and every breath that God gives us of the highest value. God gave the breath of life to man when he breathed into him in Genesis. He regenerated all the saved with the breath of his spirit. But those that will not repent and will not put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation will find out that they may be on one breath short of eternal life. One moment too long they have waited. Life is a gift from God. He holds it in his hands. For the lost, they should fear that God and repent before it is too late. For the saved, we should see the gift of life and glorify our Father which is in heaven, who holds the breath of man in his hands. Let every breath be used to praise the Lord as children of the Most High, and remember that he holds our breath in his hands, and life is so short and precious, and every moment ought to be used to the glory of God, for we know not when God will close his hand on the breath of our life, and we will be gone.